All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now, based out of Burlington, Vermont, she is the owner at Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting. You can reach out to her either at 802-595-3038 or go to the website chrissyleonard.com. That's Chrissy with a K, R-I-S-S-Y, Leonard.com. ChrissyLeonard.com. I'm talking about the name of my guest. Well, I've said it a few times already. Chrissy Leonard, welcome to the show, and how are you?
I'm great, Rick. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for taking time out of your day to join us. Now, before we get rolling, do me a favor. Tell me, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you do as the owner of Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting.
Sure. So, in short, I help women create an amazing life and a body to match. So, I combine holistic nutrition, habit change psychology, and spiritual tools to help women reach their goals for their body, for their business, and for their life.
All right. And how long have you been doing this?
About 6 years professionally, and a lot of my life kind of just because it's always interested me. But yeah, I've been coaching full time for about 6 years, and I started in nutrition coaching, and that soon started to evolve into nutrition and then career and business coaching. So I have two arms in my business: women who want to work strictly on nutrition, women who want to work in business and career, and then women who want to combine both, which is becoming more and more popular in my practice.
Well, yeah, because it's tough to, you know, say, okay, I'm just going to do this for business, but there's a lot of crossover, you know, between your personal life and your business life.
Exactly. And for any woman or man who has started a business, we know that sometimes it's easier to get through the day with extra coffee or sugar or snacking. And so it's a real nice fit, because when you dial in your nutrition, you have a lot more energy to devote to your business. And when you're really crushing it in your business and you're really feeling fulfilled and really purposeful and clear on your mission, I find that a lot of people end up depending less on food to get that fulfillment and joy in their daily life.
Now I got to ask, because, you know, growing up, Chrissy, I wanted to be a stuntman. Yeah, I saw myself, because I loved to jump out of trees and, you know, jump my bicycle and do all this wacky stuff when I was a kid. I never pursued it because, you know, college took me in a different direction and blah, blah, blah. I ended up doing radio, what have you. What led you down this road? Was this something that you always saw yourself doing, or was it kind of revealed itself while you were doing something else?
Yeah, you know, that's such a perfect example, and I think a lot of people struggle with that, where they have this thing that they've always wanted to do, whether it's to do art or be a stuntman, or, you know, a lot of people really want to help other people, I realize, you know, be a healer or open a retreat center or something like that. But then they have this other pressure, right, from society to make money and, you know, get the good job and get the health insurance.
Be and normal. Like those,
yeah, exactly, right? I think, you know, it's it makes sense, right, to feel that pressure from your heart, from your soul, and from the outer world. And so I really strive to combine both of those in my business and life coaching. But, you know, for me, I started off the same path. I always wanted to be an artist, a healer. I was always interested in yoga and meditation and all that. I studied psychology in school. I always had an interest in habit change and human behavior and what created change. But the weird thing was, the more I studied psychology, the more I felt incredibly crazy. I was so in my head all the time. I was just like overanalyzing everything. And it wasn't until I found yoga and Ayurveda and meditation and some of these more like east-west type of practices and tools that I no longer was anxious or depressed or struggled with eating disorders. So it helped me a lot. So I knew I wanted to do something in that field. I knew I wanted to serve. I knew I wanted to help. But what did I do? I went into marketing. I was like, I got to get that 401k. And I did that for a while. And I tried to get as close as I could. I did, you know, health and nutrition type marketing. And then one day I just decided to take the leap. And one thing I'll say to you and to anybody listening who's kind of had that dream but felt like they couldn't do it because they're too busy, you know, working, is to start bringing it in little pieces.
Right.
Now, you know, I was petrified to tell people in my corporate job that I was into yoga. I thought they would think I was like a softie or a weirdo. But I started teaching yoga at my corporate office, and people started loving it, you know, and I started bringing more of who I was into my work. Mm. And, you know, there's science that backs that up, that you are more fulfilled when you can have deeper connections in your job and feel more engaged. So the more you bring yourself to your work, the more you bring that stuntman vigor and vivaciousness to what you do now,
right,
the more you bridge that gap. And then if you ever want to create a big change later down the road and take the leap, you'll be even more positioned to do so.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Again, we're talking with our guest, Chrissy Leonard. I'm already feeling the effects of her coaching and consulting.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. You can reach out to her directly, like I mentioned earlier, at 802-448-5770, or her website, which is her name, spelled with a K, ChrissyLeonard.com. So now, let me ask you this. You're doing work as a consultant, as a coach. You're doing, you know, nutrition and business. How is the coaching different from working with, say, just a regular nutritionist?
Exactly. You know, I actually work with a lot of people who have gone to nutritionists before. Mm-hmm. I've worked with a lot of people who've gone to therapy before with their issues with food and their body. I actually work with a lot of therapists in my practice who come to me because coaching is different. What coaching does is it doesn't address just what to do, like typical nutrition, you know, eat more kale, create a calorie deficit, you know, exercise more. But coaching really focuses on how to actually do the things you want to be doing or that you know you should be doing consistently enough to see results. Mm-hmm. So consistency and follow through and that forward action and that support and that structure is really what allows people to go from wanting to make a change, which is like all of us, and ones who actually go out and do it. So, you know, think about, and for people listening, like think about those things that you do in your own life where you have accountability, right? Got to pick up the kid from school, got to, you know, be on the air for the radio at this time, got to do that report for your boss. The things we have accountability for, we follow through at an incredible rate. Actually, it's pretty impressive what we're able to do. Make that airplane when we're running late, we will do it, right? If there is something holding us to it, we're going to figure it out. Right. We're going to make it happen.
Right.
Whereas think about the things where you don't have accountability, like, oh, I'd really like to lose 20 pounds this year, or, you know, I really should do more art, or that project on my house. If there's no one holding you to it, mm-hmm. your chances of success start to plummet. Right?
Well, yeah.
And so coaching really addresses that. It gives you the structure, the support, and the plan to see it through.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? It's interesting because, you know, I had a coach growing up in high school and in college for, mm-hmm. you know, athletics and stuff. And it's one of those things where, you know, not only do you have someone else to be accountable to, because let's face it, if you're just accountable to yourself, well, a lot of times, you know, you kind of let things slide because it's only you. But if you've got somebody else counting on you, teammates counting on you, then all of a sudden it takes things to a different level. And of course, you know, having that fresh set of eyes also is very, very important.
Exactly. You know, oftentimes we can't see our own blind spots. You know, when you talk to somebody, like a good friend, and they're talking about the thing, and you're like, oh my God, if they would just do that one thing, they wouldn't have to complain about this anymore. Like, we can see it in other people, mm-hmm. what needs to shift, but so often we can't see it in ourselves. And you're right, coaching is such a perfect environment for that kind of stretch, you know? And coaching, actually, the whole field of coaching comes from high-performing, high-achieving individuals. So actors and actresses get coaches, like you said, you know, in your sports teams, Olympic athletes. Coaching isn't for people who don't know what to do, actually. It's for people who have so much potential and so much intellect and so many resources. They need somebody to hold them to that powerful person that they know they can be, but they haven't had the opportunity to really step into. And so a lot of the women and men that I work with are people who want to be pushed, who want to learn about themselves, who want to understand, like, why am I doing this thing over and over and over again? Why can't I change? Because that is really what steals our freedom. That's what's stealing our peace of mind, is that not like, oh, should I eat kale or should I eat pizza? Like, we know the right answer. What's really stealing our freedom is the fact that we know we could be better and we're not.
Right.
And coaching really helps bridge that gap.
And again, you can reach out to Chrissy and she can help you with that. Again, she is the owner at Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting, based out of Burlington, Vermont. Now, you're based out of Burlington, but does that hold you back from working with people no matter where they're located?
Absolutely not. Actually, I do all of my coaching via Skype and phone. So I myself love to travel, and I spend half the year in Kauai in the Hawaiian Islands and half the year in Vermont. And my clients are typically really busy people who have a packed schedule, so you don't need to travel to my office. We do the work from wherever it works for you.
Yeah, and Hawaii's not a bad place to do your work from, I'll tell you that much.
No, it is not. And I tell you, you know, I started in nutrition coaching, like I said, but what I found was that when we really get in there and really work at, like, what's making you eat? Why are you having these cravings? Like, what has your relationship with food been? And we really untangle that. I find that food issues can resolve themselves really quickly. And that might sound like kind of crazy, especially for women who I know have struggled for, you know, decades with this. But I work with women who have struggled with their weight for 40 years. I worked with women who have been in and out of residential treatment for eating disorders. I've worked for people who want to lose 5 pounds to 150 pounds, right? But the food piece actually can be resolved a lot quicker than you think with coaching.
Right.
Because then what we start to recognize is, like, what is actually causing the sugar cravings? Why are we depending on chocolate to get through the day? And pretty quickly, we start to really understand through the lens of food, where are we out of alignment in our life? And where are we stressed? And why is the stress leading us actually to eat the foods we know we shouldn't be eating? We can talk about that, why that happens on a physiological level.
Right.
But anyway, the point I want to make is that a lot of women start with food coaching and then they go into business coaching because they say, hey, I want to work from anywhere. I want to spend half the year in Hawaii. I want to be able to be at home and raising my kids. I want to set my own hours.
Right.
And now that has become like a full-fledged passion of mine, because once you combine those two, it's like, whoa, I'm eating good, I'm feeling good, I'm doing work that matters, and I'm getting paid, and I can do it from anywhere. It's like, to me, that is ultimate freedom, and that's what I'm really dedicated to helping women do. And I can help them do that in as little as 3 months.
And that's called winning the game right there, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God, it feels so good.
I would imagine so. We got to take a quick break here, Chrissy. Again, we're talking with our guest, Chrissy Leonard. She is the owner at Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting in Burlington, Vermont. Where are you today? Are you in Vermont or are you in Hawaii right now? I forgot to ask.
Today, I am in the countryside in South Starkesboro, Vermont, looking at the gardens. Yeah, it's beautiful here.
All right. So reach out to Chrissy directly if you want to find out more about the work, how she can help you achieve the results you've been looking for. 802-595-3038. We'll take this quick break and come back with more with her after these words right here on All Business Media.
The next step to following your dreams is closer than you think. KDMA and the Actors Studio is an established, reputable talent management and services agency based on the East Coast. Actors, models, singers, voiceover artists, and live entertainers trust their careers with KDMA. Not only does KDMA advise and market talent, they provide talent with the necessary tools to be successful in today's demanding entertainment industry, offering in-house classes, coaching, photo and video services, reel and audio production, showcases, seminars, and more. KDMA makes talent development and advancement simple and affordable. For more information about talent representation and services at KDMA and the Actor Studio, visit KDMAandTheActorStudio.com. That's KDMAandTheActorStudio.com. Let KDMA take your career to the next level.
On a K- Cape Cod shore, 16 striped bass fish and a horseshoe crab were found dead, killed by a harmful algal bloom. The town blamed excessive lawn fertilizer for polluting the water. They restricted lawn fertilizing to once a year. The state overruled, mandating five times a year. Though the striped bass died on a Falmouth shore, fertilizer pollution is a national problem, clogging our waterways. If you believe in our rights to clean water and beaches, if you want to stop the killing of fish by excessive fertilizer, please join with us. Make a donation for responsible stewardship. Acting together, we can have clean beaches and more fish. Please visit www.donateforoceans.org. That is www.donate4oceans.org.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with Chrissy Leonard, the owner at Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting out of Burlington, Vermont. Say hello, Chrissy.
Hello.
And thank you again for joining us today. You can reach out to Chrissy directly, like I mentioned, at 802-595-3038, or her website, which is her name, which starts with a K. It's Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, Leonard.com, ChrissyLeonard.com. And look into the work that she does in terms of the coaching and the consulting, and again, helping you achieve the life you think you deserve, because let's face it, you know, you only go around once. You might as well make it as good as possible, right, Chrissy?
That's what I believe, that's for sure.
And if that means you want to find out how she's able to work from, either up in the mountains in Vermont or out near the out in the middle of the Pacific in Hawaii, well, then find out by reaching out to her directly. Hey, I know you do the professional coaching, the consulting like that, but you also do the diet stuff. For the body itself. Now, why do you think, because I see enough commercials, Chrissy, why do you think all these diets, these eat this and you'll lose 800 pounds and look great by summer? Why do you think that all fails?
Yeah, we have an epidemic going on in our society. We have a $300 billion diet industry selling us products. Mm-hmm. And then we have 75% of our country either overweight or obese, and something isn't working, right? And so, I can speak from personal experience that I got really frustrated and exhausted being bounced around in that system, right? Mm-hmm. Because I would be doing the diet, do it perfectly, and oh my God, this is it, all in for 2 weeks, and that's just about as long as it will last, right? Like 2 weeks, and I was like, oh, let's go to the barbecue. Or, oh, shoot, I wanted to get takeout because I was, rushed getting home from work. And then we kind of go off the rails and we decide we failed, right? We blew it again. And so then we say, okay, well, at least I did. Might as well have as much fun as I can before I get back on the wagon, right? So be like, oh, let's go out for pizza, beer, whatever. And so this roller coaster, for lack of a better term, is really what a lot of people are stuck on right now, like eating really well and then kind of blowing it and kind of feeling like crap for a little while, but really enjoying it because you're eating delicious stuff, and then feeling kind of guilty about that, and then hopping back on the diet or cleanse cycle. Cleanses are really huge right now. And the problem with this is, one, you're thinking about food all the dang time, right? Even when you're eating healthy, it's like, okay, I'm going to track my points and my macros and steam my chicken breast and do your thing. And when you're eating the cookie, it's like you're barely even eating the cookie because you're already thinking about how guilty you feel about eating the cookie because you told yourself not to eat the cookie that your coworker brought in and you did it anyway, right? So actually, in my approach, we kind of turn this whole thing on its head, which I figured was a good idea since it clearly isn't working. Let's do the opposite.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And so, we actually know this doesn't work, so what if we change it? And so what I started doing is really not talking about weight loss, not focusing on the number on the scale, and really helping men and women really focus on the habits that put the result they want on autopilot, okay? And we can talk about actually some of those habits that the listeners can start doing today.
Okay.
But in essence, what we want to do is we really want to focus on what are those things that if you start doing them in your life, you're going to love your life more, you're going to enjoy your life more, and it's going to autopilot the weight loss. Do you see what I mean by that? Like, then we really have something, right? Because you're enjoying yourself and you're getting the result that you want. And when you're enjoying yourself and you're getting the result you want, that is like the killer combination to create consistency.
Right.
Because we do two things in life. We do things we need to do, mm-hmm. right? Go to work. And then we do the things that we love to do that bring us pleasure, like
right.
eat the pizza while watching Netflix. So what if we can combine accountability and make it fun? What if the healthy thing was actually the most enjoyable?
Right.
Then you really have an opportunity there. And, you know, science backs us up. This is like the mechanisms behind habit change.
Mm-hmm.
But the big piece that we really need to focus on is not deprivation or worrying about like fitting into a certain size jeans. What we really need to focus on is living the life that we want to have, coming from a place of integrity and purpose and intention and alignment with who we want to be, and then creating the structure in our life that makes that really easy.
Right.
Okay. So you want to talk about some tips that
Before we get to that, let me ask you this, because I mean, it all sounds great, but how do you determine what's going to be the best course of action, dietary, you know, nutrition-wise,
mm-hmm.
because every
mm-hmm.
single person is different. Maybe, you know, maybe that TV diet, you know, whatever they advertise this week works for some people, but there's, you know, there's others that, you know, based on their body type, the way their body processes certain things, ain't ever going to work. So do you
exactly.
do you do an intake? How do you figure out what's going to be your best strategy?
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, what's really interesting is like you could put one person on a paleo diet, you know, mostly meat and greens. They're going to
yeah.
have horrible digestive issues, feel bloated, gain weight. And you put the same person on that same diet and they're going to do great. You know,
right.
same with a macrobiotic diet, which is really focused on a lot of whole grains and rices. Give that to somebody who does well as paleo and they're going to feel bloated. So
yeah.
no wonder people feel insane, right? It's like
yep.
they're trying all the things and nothing's working. So when I work with a client, we really dig down to the nitty-gritty. We look at their blood type, we look at their ancestry, we look at their eating habits from the past. We can even go as far as doing testing to find out different sensitivities that
mm-hmm.
they have. And another tool that I use is Ayurveda, which is a science that comes from India. It's thousands of years old, and I trust things that are thousands of years old. No, because they work, right?
Okay.
These other fad diets, they come and go. So
right.
we look at, you know, what is the constitution of this person and what is the imbalance? And then we seek to correct that.
Right.
Most people listening can do the following three things. One is eat a lot more veggies, right? That's a no-brainer for no matter what diet you're going to start with. That's the foundation. To eat a combination of vegetables, healthy fats, and protein,
mm-hmm.
right? So getting your macronutrients and getting regular exercise,
right.
drinking a lot of water, right? These are the things that everybody can benefit from. But what I find is that when somebody gets something, they're like, oh, this is exactly what I need to do, and I know what I'm doing, and this is going to work for me, and they start to see the results, it starts to create a positive feedback loop.
Right.
They're no longer stuck and frustrated. They're like, wow, this works. And I know what I'm doing, and it's just for me. I'm not trying to follow this book, and then I jump to this book and that book.
Right.
Yeah.
So instead of instead of jumping from hoop to hoop, you keep them focused on one thing in particular.
Yes, which is like kind of the whole magic, right?
Right.
And when we're not getting results, we tend to skip around.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So I feel very dedicated to helping the women I work with really start to see a change quickly. So that they don't feel, you know, frustrated or like there's another thing that they're going to fail or isn't going to, because that's a real thing.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of
when
people might even trust the diet, they don't trust themselves.
Right, because when you start to see results, then you think, okay, this is working for me, finally.
Exactly.
And it's also about changing habits, because a lot of times, a lot of these bad habits are what lead us down this road. Now, real quick, before we run out of time, because I know you wanted to give out some simple tips to people listening, that they can practice today and start moving towards, you know, having a healthier relation in terms of their nutrition. What are some of those that we can start doing?
So the most important thing is to understand why you're doing this. You know, I don't work, honestly, with women who just want to lose weight and want to do it at all costs.
Right.
You need to understand what is doing these healthy habits, what's it going to get you? And the biggest change that you can make is really redefining your concept of freedom, right? So if you make one change today, it's just to change the idea that freedom is eating whatever you want, whenever you want.
Right.
Right. Oh, screw it. Let's just get the thing or get the takeout or let's get the pizza. That is no longer freedom for you. It is not working. It hasn't worked for anybody I've ever worked with for the long run. What you want to look at is authentic freedom, freedom that gives you freedom before, during, and after you eat the food, right? So freedom is really something that allows you to choose freely what you want, to be able to say no to the cookies or yes to the exercise, and to come from a place of integrity with who you really want to be.
Right.
So next time somebody is at a dinner party and says, hey, do you want some cheesecake? You know, and says, oh, no, I'm trying to get skinny, which is never going to, like, work, you know, when you're at a potluck and it looks really delicious.
Right.
But you say, you know what, I choose freedom. I choose to say no here because I'm saying yes to so much else.
Right.
And what that yes is, you get to determine and decide. But that's going to position you to come from a place of power rather than a place of, like, oh, I'm on another diet. That's not going to help anybody, okay? So that, I think, is probably the biggest thing. Why does this matter? And if you can really tap into that on a daily basis, what motivates you, what inspires you, and make a life change in that direction rather than focusing on the number on the scale, you're going to find you're going to get the result you want, but you're also going to enjoy who you become in the process.
Yeah, because if you're taking on, you know, trying to, you know, lose weight and do all that, and you're effectively changing everything about what you're eating, but if it's painful to do, it's not fun or it's not engaging, and you almost look at it like you're being punished, and nobody likes to be punished or to sit there and punish themselves. So you're going to ultimately end up failing. Again, we've been talking with our guest, Chrissy Leonard. She is the owner at Chrissy Leonard Coaching and Consulting. There's a lot that she does. Go to the website and find out all about what she does, how she can help transform you from, you know, having the crappy life that you have to one that you get to live wherever you want, work and live wherever you want. Who knows, maybe that's your goal. She can help you with that. If it's something about nutrition and, you know, changing your body to match a better life, take that step and reach out to her either by phone at 802-595-3038 or her website, which is her name starting with a K, ChrissyLeonard.com. That's K-R-I-S-S-Y, ChrissyLeonard.com. And again, Chrissy, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Rick.
Yeah, you're very welcome. We'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
This is you over 30 years ago.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
And this is your mom when you drive her back from therapy.
Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Roles change without us noticing, and in your new role, we help you help. AARP gives you the information to help care for your mom so that you can have patience with her just like she did with you. Visit aarp.org/caregiving or call 1-877-333-5885 to get practical health and wellness tips to provide even better care for your loved one.
Are we there yet?
Remember, visit aarp.org/caregiving. AARP, we help you help. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.